Samad Aleph. We are going on the Baraisa. The Baraisa is Messiahim, Umaydim Chachomim Larab Shimin, Bemaitzi Shoifchen Loshus Arabim, Sheshiuran Berevis. That the Chachomim Amoydet Arab Shimin, that the Shir of Shoifchen is a Revis. Oma Amar, Moidim Chachomim Larab Shimin, B'moitzi Shoifchim L'shus Arabim, Sheshiyuran B'revies. That's the Baraisa. That B'moitzi Shoifchim L'shus Arabim, that the Shir is B'revies. Shoifchim L'may Chozu, so the Gemara asks, what can one do with Shoifchim? Shoifchim is water that's Nisrach, Rashi says in the Mishnah, it has a bad odor. What can one do with Shoifchim? Omer Rabbi Yirmiye legabel behena satit. That even though you can't use it for drinking purposes, but you could use it to make tit. Frekte gemore vahasanye tit kedei lasis behen pikul. We'll see in Rashi exactly what this shear is. Tit is another shear. Lasis behen pikul. So the Meila, which is much less than a Revi'is. So why are the Chachamim Moide that the Shir is a Revi'is? So the Gemara answers Loikash. Ha de Migbol. If the tit already was made already, they mixed already the water with the other components to make tit. So then, as long as there's a Shir, Lasais Ben Piku, which is a very small Shir, is also Choshev. Oh, the Loi Migbol. But we're speaking about, he has the water alone, and he has to go and use the water to mix the tit. Lavishen Odom Terech Legabel Tit Lasis Pikur. A person will not go into the bother to make tit for such a small amount. If he has already tit, so that is Choshev. So he's Chayiv on the Yitzoh of Tit and the Shir Lasis Pikur. But with the Mayim, he will not sit down to make tit unless he is a larger shear, so therefore he needs a revius of mayim. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, pi ku, nekev shenoisnim boi hamapuach. Now, it would seem from the Meiri, hamapuach is a bellows. And it seems that in the Tano, the bellows used to be attached there. It was stuck in the tanur, so they were always able to blow into the tanur to make the fire bigger. Now, they made a nekev, and after they made the nekev, the mapuach was not fit in strongly into the nekev. It was loose. So the pikul was, after they made the nekev, they put tit around it to make sure that it won't be wobbly. So that's the shear of pikul, which was a very small amount, and it seems the tit hardened. And then the mapuach was kavua in the tanur. V'shiyure zutu, this is a very small shear. Umerevius, if a person has a revius of mayim, chozi legabo tuve, you can make a lot of tit. Even doitzos tit chshive bechdei pikul beine nami l'shure bahanech. So since doitzos is tit is choshev, it's such a small shir, beine nami l'shure bahanech mayim, so we should be mishayim mayim the ovdi l'tit bechdei gibul pikul. Why do you need so much mayim? Why do you need mayim of a revius? Mayim to make tit pikul should be sufficient. So the Gemara answers, the migbol kvar, if already it was migbol, it was put together, that it was made, kvar choshuv b'chdei piku. So then, as long as there's a shear of piku, so that's choshuv. Avol zeh shadayin loy migbol. But here we're speaking about he only has water, he only has shoifchem, he doesn't have tit yet. Einay nisher bekach, so we cannot be mishaya with the shear of pikul. Lefish ein odom teireich legabel shear muad kazeh. A person will not be matriach himself to be megabel such a small shear. Vimbo legabel, megabel yoiser. Then he has a lot of tit, so do other things with the tit. So therefore the shir is a revius. Shoivchin lemai chozu. So Taisvis has a very interesting kasha. In the Mishnah, we have the same aloche. In the Mishnah it says, v'chol ha-shoivchin berevius. That's the shir that it says in the Mishnah. Shoivchin is the berevius. In the Gemara it does not make a to-do about the Mishnah. What could you do with Shoivchin? Garnish. The Gemara ignores the Mishnah. In the Bereise, we have this Bereise, Umoidim, Chachomim le-Rabshim, Me-Moitzi, Shoivchim le-Shus Arab, Me-Shishurim be-Revi'ez. In the Bereise, it says the same halacha. It just says, Moidim Chachomim le-Rabshim, but the same halacha that the Shir Shoivchim is be-Revi'ez. Here on the Bereise, the Gemara is the Kasha, Shoivchim le-Maychose. What could one do with Shoivchim? That is Taisvus Ha'orim. Shoivchim lemai chazu, zektoises davka abereise koboi. The Gemara is only asking on the bereise. Vechein mashma lekamon. In the Gemara further, also it seems this kash is only shver on the bereise. The Oma, because the Gemara says later, vatit, the mikame de legablei. Before you make the tit tana, we learned in the bereise, moidim chachomel v'rabbi shimon, b'moitzi shoivchim. V'avidim bo, we asked on the bereise, shoivchim l'may chozu, mashmid de masnisen osi shapir. Is this kasha, what one can do with shoivchim, it seems in the Mishnah is gone it shver. On the bereise we asked this kasha, and on the bereise we said the whole shtik teire, that it's chazal gabal tit with the ganze with the kashas the pikur and the teretz that they know the person is not megabal for a shir of pikur. So the emerson is very shver. This kasha has no shaykhs with the bereise. This is a kasha and the mishnah also. V'nira l'ri. So the ri says as follows: the hainu taime mishum de shoyvchem de masnisen ikal meimer. The chazu lekama dvorim. Now the word shayfchem, what is the type shayfchem? Shayfchem is water that is thrown away. So the emison, shayfchem is relative. It matters what we're speaking about. So in the Mishnah, the Taisa Rosh explains beautifully. In the Mishnah, we're speaking about mashkois, chashuvois. We're speaking about yayin, dvash, shemen. So there we're speaking about, so comparatively to these mashkois, we say shoivchim. So there shoivchim means something which you don't use for drinking purposes. But it does not mean it's useless. You could use it for washing purposes. Ikalameima dechozu lekama dvorim, lichaitz bem kaisa isa ka'ores. He says, legabi mashkois, this is called shoivchim. This you can't drink. So he calls it shoivchim. You won't drink it. You'll throw it away. Well, you throw it in. You'll throw it into the basin to wash dishes with. So the shayfchim of the Mishnah, the Gemara didn't take seriously. That means it's mamish unusable. It's shayfchim. It can be used for drinking purposes. But for shteitzach, you can do other things with it. But over here in the Bereise was speaking about dam. So Mamela Dam isn't too temptizing also. In by Dam the Gemara says Shaivchim Avaloche Dumye the Dam Ktoni the Meisi Tuve Lakach Boy Lamaichosi. So that's how Taisus explains, that's why the whole problem Shaivchim Lamaichosi the Gemara only had on the Bereise, not on the Mishnah. The Gedoyli Achroinim want to fa'emfer Taisus Kasha a little differently. The Chacham Tzvi in the Tshuva Simen Kuf Yud Ches says as follows. The Gemara, he says, Be'emison, what's the kasha Shoivchin Lamai Chazi? What can you do with Shoivchin? He says, Be'emison, you could say, there's nothing what you can do with Shoivchin. But if you have Shoivchin, Mayim Sruchim in the house, And you don't want it in the house. It'll dirty up the house. It'll spill out. So you're taking it out to get rid of. So just like we have later in Mishnayis, Hamoitzi Kizayis Min Hameis, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Amloche Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayev. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'll ask a kasha, what are you going to do with the Kizayis? I want to get rid of it. That also, a Kizayis Min Hameis is Metama my house. I want to get rid of it. So that's also, it has a shir shivis, not a constructive shir, but it's a shir that a person wants to get rid of. The Mishnah says, so it means that is also, it has a shivis that means, I don't want it in the house. So he says, a revius of shoifchim, my rashas mayim sruchim, tafakir. There's no kasha my chozile. I don't want it here. So Memele and the Mishnah wants to say it could be is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, like the next Mishnah Baita that says Amaitzi Kizayis Min Hameis is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara never had a kasha la my chozile. What it'll do with it? Doesn't have to do anything with it. He wants to get rid of it. The Gemara says get shepet mit the baraisa. Umoidim chachomim l'Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon is the Yid that holds a malacha shein tzricha legufa is potter. And they're moided to Rab Shimon that here you need a revius. So I said Rab Shimon also holds you need a revius. In fact, the Gemara, Rab Shimon, shoifchim l'may chazilei. According to Rab Shimon, the din laitzo is not because I want to get rid of it. You need a malacha tzricha legufa. So memeil, according to Rab Shimon, the malacha is because I need it outside. Like the Gemara, according to Rabbi Shimon, what are you going to do with Shoifchim outside? So the Gemara says, you know what he'll do? He'll be Megabal HaSatit. Let us see the Mishnah further. Hamoitzi Chevel. A person takes out a rope. What is the shear, the minimum shear of a rope that one is Chayev on Itzo? Kedei Lasois Oizen Lekupe. If the rope is large enough that you can make a handle for a kupe, for a basket, some emele, that's achshivis. It has a tzairech, an achshivis, so yechai. Gemi is a, it'll make also a type of a rope out of gemi. It is a much softer rope. Kedei lasois tlai linofa lekavore. This is you make a hanger. That means when you hang it up on a nail, so the sieves, you have to hang up on the nail, so they make a loop, and they hang it up with a gemi. The gemi is softer, the gemi is smaller, a tlai is smaller than a oizen, and that's the shiv. It's big enough to make a loop, to hang up on off of the kavore, which is not a heavy article, that alone is a cheshivis. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhama, and he says, Sai by a chevel. Sai by a gemi, you do not need such a big shear. Sai to make a loop or to make a handle. Kedei litel mimenu midas mano lekotin. We have to understand, bisman chazal, there wasn't a shoe store every 20 block area. The amol de tatzot ki gangen to the greuse stadt to buy a pair of shoes for his ingle. So how was the shoemaker supposed to figure out the size of the shoe that his son is supposed to wear? So he took a string along and he told them it's like this. This is the size of the length of the length of the shoe of a cotton. So memele, this is smaller yet than an oizen and a tlai. Rabbi Yudah's machmer. Rabbi Yudah says, kedei litel mimenu mides mano lekotn. That if the chevel or the gemi is long enough, speaking about a man or a cotton, a 2-year-old, the chvesa wears a shoe already, so memele, so if it's big enough for the length of the shoe, so that has a chshivis, and one is chayv on the hoitzor of a chevel or a gemi. Niyo, what is the minimum size of a paper? K'dei lichtoiv olov kesher moichse. Let us see Rashi. Oizen lekupe leoichzebo. You hold on to the kupe with this handle. Talai litloisebo. You hang up the kavore. midas mano laharisei lo'umon to show a shoemaker can midas who I need to need a shoe this land. Niyo me asabi moisen oisai. They used to make paper out of asabi. Kesher shel moisen. Yesh lecha odom shenoisein hameches l'reish hano. L'reish hano, this was the person who was in charge of the meches. Ashleiri says, the melech. B'mokei mechot. He gives it to him in one place, he pays the meches. Oy moichel oy b'matone. Or sometimes if he has pulled, so this reish hano is moichelim. But when he's going to pass by all the poll stations that, they will know about this. V'hu moisa loichaisem, laharais lemoiche shemochalei ameches. So he gives him a choisem, that's proof from the Rosh Hashanah that he doesn't have to pay the meches. V'dalkoi lichtoiv boi shtei oisiyais v'hen gdoileis mishtei oisiyais shalono. It seems on this kesha moichsem they used to write to oisiyais, and Mustama there was an official chaisim on it. Al kponim, it was big enough to write two oisiyas larger than the size of our oisiyas, as oisiyas yevonis, we'll see later. So memela, if you have a piece of paper that is big enough that you can write all of kesha moichsim, so memela, so this paper is a chashivis, it can save him a lot of money. So memela, so if a person is moitzi such a piece of niyo, he's chayiv. V'hamoitzi kesher moichsin chayiv. If a person is moitzi a kesher moichsin, if he has a kesher moichsin, he's also chayiv. So this is very shver. If it says that a blank piece of paper is choshev, because there's a potential you can write a kesher moichsin on it. See, if mamish a kesher moichsim avad givis, you should be chayiv. So Tosfos says the kasha namad beis, but we'll see this kasha after we learn the Mishnah. Niyal mochuk, what if he had a piece of paper that was erased? So Rashi says, shuvei nidoi lichtoi, he can't write anything on it already. Lefikach tzorich shir godol, then it loses its potential of writing something on it. You need a shir godol. Lichreich al pi tzluchis. To be kairich, to wrap around the tzluchis, that's the mission in the Yom Mochuk, kedei lichreich al tzluchis ktano shal pleit. This was mistame, a choshev type of a shemen, I think, this pleiten, had a good reyach, so in order to wrap it around, to use it as a cover, so if he had the Yom Mochuk, if he had such a shir to be kairich, so then it had a chshivis. Oyer, if he had a piece of leather, kedei lasis kameya. Poshet, this means a kameya. The kameya was not written on the oyer. This covered either a kameya of asabim or a kameya of ksab, and this covered the kameya. So memelef, there's not oyer to cover the kameya, so that's choshet. Klav, kedei lichtev olav parsha ktane shebetfilin. Shehi Shema Yisrael. Zogt Rashi, Klav k'tei lichtoiv parsha k'tana. So Rashi says, now, l'chayre, this is a parsha k'tana, is you need a pretty big piece of klav. This is larger than the niyol that we had before, because it's big enough to write two oisiyos on it. A kesha shel moichsim. A klav, you're writing the whole parsha of Shema. So Rashi says, the ID, the dom of Yekorim, since a klaf is expensive, like of the minei kishrei moichsim, you won't use this for kishrei moichsim. This you can take a piece of paper. Elo tfilin or mezuzis, v'loi mechayev v'shiyur ezute. So here you're not chayev v'shiyur ezute. That means, because it's oimid for something more choshev. The Rishash asks Akasha, he doesn't understand. The Rishash asks, if it's small, then you can't write Shema. So you can't use it for tefillin. So memele, so why isn't it good for a kesher shel moichsin? I mean, why, Rashi is saying, if it's the size that you can write a parsha of Shema on it, So I wouldn't use it for Kesher Shel Moichsim. It's more valuable. But he asks, but what if it doesn't have a smaller than that? So it seems you're potter. Why can I use it for Kesher Shel Moichsim? He blabs by a kasher. We'll see, he says the text, we'll see soon. But L'chayre Dachsach Mir, I don't think that this is a shvere kasher. For example, we had before the shir of Eitzos Yayin is Kedei Meziges Kois. A Meziges Kois. Ah, you could use Yayin for Losh of Boyas Akila. You could use it as a liquid also to dissolve the medicine. But that's not a Tashmish, that's Shchia. You use Yayin for different things. You don't use Yayin. You use Yayin for more important purposes. But what if Yayin is less than that shear? If Yayin is less than Kedei Meziges Kois. So what happens then? So let us say, listen, I can't drink with it. I might as well use it for this. It seems, you look at the shear, what the chshivas of the mean is. If the mean is oimed for this tashmish, so that is the shear of this mean. Now Lemaisa doesn't have the shear chshivas for states. Now you'll use it, you could use it for something else. But the chshivas of the mean, since it's not oimed for this tashmish, it doesn't have a chshivas. It would seem that that's the yisod, what Rashi is saying. The Rishash asks another kasha, and the Chassam Sofer also asks this kasha. Says, L'chayre, there's a tumul on this, but let us, there's a yesh meforshim in Tosfos and Menachos that you need ibud lishma. You need ibud lishma by the klaf shel tefillin. So Memela, so he says, so why didn't Rashi say poshet? The daloch is, it seems, if you need ibud lishma, was made l'shem kedushas tefillin, so l'maisa, you're not allowed to write divrei chayil on it. So the Rishash wants to say, he would say a different shot in the Mishnah, different than Rashi. A klaf, we're speaking about, it seems it's Reil Tefillah. So there was Ibid L'shma. So if it's Ibid L'shma, so what's the kasha? You can use it for something else. You can use it for something else. It's a Hirodas Kedusha. If there was an Ibid L'shma, so you're not allowed to use it for something else. So it's only meant for this. That's all Lamaisa, the Rishash, or the Magi and the Rishash wants to say pshat in this shir of klaf. Sam Sofer says, Lemaisa, when we're ma'abed the klaf, we make a t'nai. If it will be oimed for tefillin, it'll be shib good for tefillin. If it won't be oimed, you could use it for divrei chel also. So meila is nish sugefelech this kashe. So meila da zugn an andere shtik teire. So meila is, that's why Rashi said a different shtik teire. Dioi, if a person took out the yoy ink, how much ink does one have to take out? The lichtoy beis oisius. Enough ink that can write to oisius. That's a shir shivus. Kechoil, kedei likchoil ayin achas. Enough kechoil that would able to, that this kechoil was to beautify the eye. So memele, if you have enough kechoil for one eye, this is sufficient. So look to Rashi, let us see Rashi. Diyoi lichtoiv shtei oisiyes, l'roishim al shtei chulye shal keili. I think it means two parts of a keili. Al kroshim l'zavkom, or on two boards, to know how to put them together. Dei lichel ayinachas, l'kamen porich ayinachas holoi kochli. If a person has two eyes. So the male of a woman is koichel her eyes, she's not koichel one eye, she's koichel both eyes. So what's the chshivis, dei lichel ayinachas? Devek, if a person is glue, what is the minimum shear of glue? Kedei litein beroish hashafshof. Rashi says, begmorim eforish lo. The Miri explains that it's speaking about, this was a way how they used to capture birds. What did they do? They used to go and take some glue and smear it on a branch. And then when a bird perched itself on the branch, it was stuck there already. So he needed a lot of glue to make sure that the bird will stick to it. So that's devik. That's his devik lid. That was how much it was to coat a branch with glue that a bird will stick with it. I'll be stuck up upon him long enough that the hunt will be able to catch him. Zefes v'gofris kedei lasois nekev. What is this? Kedei lasois nekev kok. So Rashi says, Kli shenoisnim boi kesef chai. A keli you put raw silver in. Saisim piv bezefes oy begofris. So then you go and cover it bezefes oy begofris. The nekev beseich hastime nekev dak. Now in the steamer you make a small hole lahitzi boy. Now exactly what the chshivis of this shear is and why we have to mention that they make a hole in the zefes in the gofres. So from the chaydish ha'oviv it would seem as follows. That this hole was not a poshita hole. This hole monitored the flow of the kesef chai. That means with a small hole, they nekev dak lohitzi boy. Just like a person by a salt shaker, you don't have big holes because too much salt will come out. Stomach kesef chai, you also don't have too big of a hole. You have to have a small hole lohitzi boy. So the Chiddush Ovid says like this: there is some kalim that they had the right amount, size hole that monitored the flow of the kesef chai. So memele, so what did they do? They used to go maybe and stuff it and take it out and use the keli. So a stopper that did not have a hole did not have a chshivis. But if you had such a stopper that has in it a hole that can monitor the flow of the kesef chai, so this is machshiv. That means there's a big stopper enough that you need a new hole in it, and then you can put in a hole that'll monitor the flow of the kesef chai. This is a davar choshuv, and yechayv on the shir haitzor. Zefes v'gofes elaseis nekev. Shava k'dei litain al pi nekev cotton. Wax is the amount that one will use to stuff a nekev. Charoses k'dei laseis piku shel tzel feizov. Laseis piku, what Rashi says before, charoses levei neksusha. Laseis piku shel mapuach nichnas boy. It seems again this is that the mapuach used to be kavua in the kul, and so they had, in order to tighten it, it shouldn't be wobbly, they used to use charoses in order to fill in the empty spaces and to tighten that the mapuach should not be wobbly. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, k'telasa is pitput. Pitput, Rashi says, regel lemokei moishevako. This was a base with which the kul rested on. Shemeshivin al kan ha'osi lekar. Going tripod, lishvois hakdeira, just like there's a tripod that one puts a pot on, trip it. So memela, so this is the same thing. This is something that the kul rested on. So there was a certain shia of a charosis. Subin brand kedai litain al pi kul shel tzel feizov. So Rashi says pshat. B'mokim, how does brand come into gold? So Rashi says, B'mokim she'ein p'chomim, if they don't have coals, tzelf and zov, ba'esh shel subin. So then they used to use brand for a fuel. And it seems from Rashi you need the amount of brand that it could be used for a fuel, which is a large amount. The Ritva says that Rashi was not acquainted with the Zof process. That's why Rashi said what Rashi says. It seems from the Ritva he was acquainted. It seems this was not used as a fuel. This was put in the kul to make that the gold should glisten. Al kaponim it is something that is used in the tziruf process of Zof. Sid kedei losut ktane shebebonais. Loset ktane shebebonais, it's talking about a neighbor cotton, we'll see, or teiflis, sid lohoshir es haseo. Used to go in smear sid to take off the hair. Rabbi Yehuda oimek, they lost his kilkul, Rabbi Nechemya oimek, they loset undafi, and that we'll see in the Gemara exactly what these shiurim are. Zok the Gemara, hevel, Nami lechayiv kedei lasais teloi lenofel kavore. Why did you say for chevel? You need a bigger shear to use it for a handle. Use it for a loop to hang up an off of a kavore. And for the gemara, kiven de chorik b'mone loy of the inshi. Zot Rashi. Chevel nami lechayiv b'shiyur ezute. The chosen nami litlai the off of a kavore. You could use it for a loop. So the Gemara says, the chorik, it rubs, ke'ein chalki, mitoich shehu koshe, poigim esa eitz. So the Miri explains that the nof of the kavora was made out of eitz, and the chevel was rough, so it seems it would be poigim, the dafnei hakeli. Ma she'ein kein, the chevel that was used for a kupa was made from a dover rach, so Mimele, it never rubbed it, it never was poigim the kupa. So Mimele, so a chevel, even though mitzad echad it's strong, mitzad acher, it is rough, and it could damage the keli. So Mimele, for an off of a kivra, a person would not use a chevel. Because it's made out, it's a kliyetz. He only uses it for a kupa. Tonu rabono, hutzin, what is the sheer shivis of hutzin? Kedei lasais oizen lesal, kvifa mitzvahs. Zot Rashi, hutzin shel lulove dekel. These are the leaves of a dekel. Of the lulovim of a dekel. These are the leaves. So you use them for a handle. Kvifa mitzvahs, sal ha'osui mitzurei dekel. Tzurei, it seems these are the shoots that come out of the dekel. They used to make a sal out of it. And so Mamela, they used to use the hutzim as a handle for this sal. Siv, what is the shir shivish of siv? So Rashi says, what is siv? Shegodol soviv hadekel. This is a fibrous substance that grows around the dekel. Ke'ein malbish. V'nichach sivivoysav v'yoyle. It wraps itself around the dekel. What is the shir? K'day litain alpi mashpech kotten lisanin esayayin. Alpi mashpech, if you have a funnel, so memela they used this sieve, it seems this sieve was able to filter out the wine. Shema'akev hapsoiles v'akmochim milikones l'pi akeli. So the amount he could use for sinon, that is a shir shivus. Revav are fats, kedei losoich tachas aspagin ktano. Now this was an amount of fats that if you're making a small kichel, so memela you can fry it in these fats. Aspagin, Rashi says revav, shumin, either it's schmaltz, or shemen, or oil. Aspugim, rikik, shenoisnim betano, the tochin tachtov alya, they used to go and fry in the tano. Or rather say it was the marcheshes or a machvas. So the amount of fats or oil that is used to fry in aspugin is memele, so that's choshev. Fekti gemore vekama shiura, how much is this? Kisela vasanya kigroigris. So the Gemara says, idi v'idi chad shiyure. So the kame shiyure shall ispugin. How big does this rokik have to be? So we have either the size of a selam, a beya, or a kigroigris, which is a third of a beya. Two-thirds of a size. So it's a pretty small rokik. So much as idividi chad shiyuru. Muchin, what if you have katan? The lasis kador ktano. The size you can make a small ball out of it. The kame shiyuru ike egois. The size of an egois, that's a shiyu choshev. Zok toises. Revav, perish bekunteris, shumin oi shemen. Bar kochach ein oi shemen. Toises fine is it's not shemen. The shemen nosnu boi chachomim shirache b'mas nisen. We learned in the first mission of the shir of shemes kadei losach boi eivar kotten. whatever that sheet is, Eber cotton shall goder, Eber cotton shall cotton, ben yoimai, so al kaponim, so shemen is a different sheer. So then it has to be shumen, it has to be fats. Taches is pugin ktan, frektach toisvis, va'afor gavde beperi kol shom rinin, ein toshin es atano ba'alya. A person is not allowed to use a oil or a fat, a fleishik fat, to bake things on it. Ve'imtosh, and if he used fleishiks, kol apas kula suri, you're not allowed to eat the bread. One is not allowed to have milchike bread, and one is not allowed to have fleishike bread, because lemaise, one might come to eat it with fleishiks with milchiks, and milchiks with fleishiks. So memele, so what shot, he was speaking about revav, was speaking about shumin fat. The Gemara says the shir is you make a small kichel with it. How are you allowed to make a fleishike kichel? So Taisus answers, so Omar Hosom Bahi Pirke the Chain Ture Shori. If a person makes a small kichel the size of the eye of a shoyer, so Mamela, then they weren't geyser. He says the whole gzeir of Chazal was if a person will make a large bread, so maybe he'll forget that it's fleishik and it'll be left over for one meal and he'll use it for the next meal. But if he makes a very small kichel, and it's for that suda, so memela, if he's having fleishes, he'll zich eat it up, so they want geyser. So memela, this is a very small shield, these are spagging, you're allowed to make them fleishig also. Va'amoytzi keshe muhsin chayit. So this goes on the Mishnah. It says that niyor, the shir of niyor, is the shir of keshe muhsin, and then it's advice in the Mishnah, va'amoytzi keshe muhsin chayit. So Taisus asked, why does he have to say, if the yor, a blank piece of paper, has a shivas, is the potential of a keshem muhsin, somebody gives a keshem muhsin is high. So Taisus says, it's the rechlash me'ino, afilu kosav ala klaf, that's the chidish. Even though we learned by a klaf, that a klaf, the shir of a klaf is a different shir. The shir of a klaf is not kishir of keshem muhsin. Afal pikein, if a person had a small klaf, and now it was used for a keshem muhsin, so that's machshiv the klaf. So now it is, so not als the mean. Klaf taki is a different shir. The shir is kedei lichtev all of parsha ktane. But if it was written on the klaf, if it was written on the klaf, a keshem muhsin, so memele, So that is a chshivus. Avagav the tani b'somach the shir klaf the liklavo parshe ktana shebetvilin. So that's dafke if you have a blank klaf. So it's oimed for that. But if the klaf was taka written, with a keshe meichsin, so fill a smaller shir is chosh. Agav uche in the mission it says parshe ktana shebetvilin. Taisves asks in Soite, why do you say parshe ktana? List of all the parsha ktana shebetvilin shishma Yisrael, the smallest parsha is parsha soite. That is the smallest parsha in the Torah. So memele, so that you have a smaller shir. That's what Taisus asks. So Taisus and soite answers as follows. It is very bol Hashem, very not shchiach to have a parsha shel soite. Bol Hashem, but there weren't too many soites brought in the Beis Hamikdash. So Memele, so Taisus says, just like we learned yesterday, that Shchiche, V'loi Shchiche, you go Bosa the Shia, that Shchia. So Memele, that's how we go Bosa, Bo Hashem, there's more Seifim writing a Parsha Shema than writing a Parsha Shal Seite. I'm just wondering if this Taisus stims with the Rabbeinu Chananel we said yesterday. The Rabbeinu Chananel said, the Gemara Estakasha, that the shir of mayim is loshef boy kilo. That the shir of mayim is you use it to dissolve medicine. So the Gemara asked, mayim is oimed l'shtiye, and it's oimed l'refue. Shtiye is shchiche, refue is loy shchiche. So why do you go bust to the shir of refue? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Bein Chananel learns pshat. We said yesterday, Bein Chananel says, Amir de Bein Chananel. He says you don't drink water. You don't drink water. Water is not nutritional. Water is considered like a refuah. So memele, so drinking water is also a refuah. So what is Eimed L'Refuah? If it's Eimed L'Refuah, it's a Memele, so you go, you go L'Chumre. So we see when the Rabbeinu Chanan L'Gevaldik is Ach, no, it's Eimed L'Refuah. Well, Naniach, that drinking is called a Refuah, as we mentioned yesterday, at Tomei is a Chayli. So water is not nutritional, it's Eimed L'Refuah. But Al Kulponim, let us also say the same thing. But the Refuah of Shti is Shchiche, in the refuah of Kilair is not shriche. So why do you go after the refuah of Kilair? So what that is always given in from the Rabbeinu Chananel, that this whole land is a shriche loy shriche when there's two tashmishim. So if it's aimed for shtie, and it's aimed for refuah, so which tashmish is dike tashmish, you go back to the shriche dike. After we whittle it down, it's aimed for one shimush of refuah, then you don't start with you don't start cheshbening. This is a shchirtik refuah, this is not a shchirtik refuah. Then you go lechumre. So I'm just wondering if this taisvis and saita stims with the Rabbeinu Chananel. Because if it's aimed lichtiv all the parshis, you don't gribble already. This parsh is more shchir, this parsh is less shchir. But klav is aimed lichtiv all the parshis. Lechire, I do not know if this taisvis stims with the Rabbeinu Chananel. Let us go further. The size of paper is that if it is large enough to write Keshe Mukhsin. Tana, Kama Keshe Mukhsin. What is the size of Keshe Mukhsin? Shtei Oisiyos. Shtei Oisiyos, on the side it's a little better, it's a little clearer. Shtei Erech, he brings from the Oroch, Tana Kama Keshe Mukhsin, Shtei Oisiyos B'Ksav Yevoni. To Oisiyos B'Ksav Yevonim, Shehem G'doylois Mi Oisiyos Shalom. So Memele, Al Koponim, it had a piece of paper that was big enough to write two Greek Oisiyos. This is larger than two Oisiyos Shalom. V'raminu, frekte gemore, amoy tziniyo cholok, im yesh by kedei lichtayv shtei oisiyas chayev, a person took out niyo cholok, im yesh by kedei lichtayv shtei oisiyas chayev, im lav pota. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, niyo cholok, shlei nichtav boi meoylom, shtei oisiyas, kasal kedaitach shtei oisiyas didon de zutran. I said, the Braise says, Keshe Mukhsin is Shtei Oisiyas Gdeilus. Here we learned, it says, Ma'itzin Yol Chol, Lokim Yeshbeg Lichter Shtei Oisiyas Chayev. So here we see that Tana was Soisim Shtei Oisiyas means Shtei Oisiyas Tam. That means Shtei Oisiyas of Ksav Ashuris, not Ksav Yevoni. Vim Lav Potah. I said, Lachayre, you see that you don't need Shtei Oisiyas Gdeilus. Not like the previous Braise. Amar Avsheishes, my shtei oisiyos shal keshe mukhsin. No, the Tana also means like before, means large oisiyos. Rav Amar, shtei oisiyos didod. No, the Tana that didn't specify, he means shtei oisiyos didod. He means our size oisiyos. Ubeis achize. But also he's speaking about that you have to have, the paper has to be large enough to write two oisiyos didon, and also a beis achize. There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, a beis achize means you have to have place to hold it while you're writing it, or you have to have place to hold it while you're showing it. So al koponim, so shtei oisiyos does not mean it is only place for two oisiyos. This place for two oisiyos plus a gilyon, plus a beis achize. And the hainu keshe mukhsin. And that is the same shir of keshe mukhsin. Because the keshe mukhsin, for some reason, did not have a mokim achize. So memele, so shtei oisiyos done with a mokim achize, with a gilyon, with a margin, is equivalent to keshe mukhsin, which was shtei oisiyos deilos without a margin. Let us see Rashi. Kesher shel mukhsin leboy gilyon. There you don't need a margin. Lebeis achize. To hold it. She'oichzai kulay bekapoy. He holds the kesher. He holds it in the palm of his hand. Poshut. He holds out his hands. Veroye. He don't hold it. So memela, so there is not necessary to have a beis achize. Zok Taisvis, u beis achize, so Taisvis says, not the way Rashi says, need a beis achize to show it, no bishas ktzivet tzorich beis achize. Bishas, you're writing on it, you need a beis achize to be able to hold onto the paper when you're writing on it. The kesher muhsin tzorich leima diyochel kaisvai beloy achize. So the Chaydush Ovah said, maybe they didn't write to use the seal, so there was possible to seal it, even though there was no Beis Achize. But Bekuntres Perish B'Shas Sheroye Boi Achize. B'Shas, when you're showing it, that's when you need an Achize, and it seems the Keshem Muhsin did not need Achize. Meisvei. So we have here Amachloikis, Rove and Rav Sheshes. How did you fatayj shtei oisiyas? Does it mean shtei oisiyas? The Gemara kash hamoitzi niyor mochuk. A person takes out niyor mochuk, a paper that was erased. It's not usable anymore. Ushtar porua, or a shtar porua, which is also not usable anymore. Im yesh beloiven sheloi. If on the gillion, if on the margin, which was not mochel, on the margin there is sufficient place to write shtei oisiyot, oy bekuloy, or if the whole paper together, bakol mikol kol, the leiven and the mochel, kedei lichay chapitz luchis ktana shel pleiten chay. So if it has still left over this year, Yechai, Vimlav Potter. So the Gemara says like this. So now we have been taught from Rav Sheshes and Rove how to fataych. What is the taych shtei oisiyas? So Rav Sheshes says when the Baraisa says shtei oisiyas, it means shtei oisiyas gedoilis. So the Mele in Rove says shtei oisiyas means shtei oisiyas ktanois im hagilyon ubeis achiz. So Mamela Frank the Gemara Zay. Bishloima le Rav Sheshes da Oma Mai Shtei Oisiyoi Shol Keshem Muchsin. That's the Taish of Shtei Oisiyoi Shol Shapir. So it's very good. So the Barais is saying, if in this Shtar Mochuk there's place to write two big Oisiyas, so finish. So it is a Shir Choshev in Yechai. Elo l'rove da omar shtei oisiyas didonu beis achize. That when the Tanish says stop, shtei oisiyas, it means shtei oisiyas didonu beis achize. Dahainu, this is equivalent to kesher muhsin. But shtei oisiyas means shtei oisiyas plus a beis achize. Aber hoche beis achize loitzore. Here, you do not need a beis achize. So why does the Tanna say you're chayiv only if there is shtei oisiyas u beis achize? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi has a beloiven gilyon, the margin. Hoche beis achize loy tzorich sheyoche la'or zoy b'moke mamachak. Here you could hold it. Either you could hold it in the mokim amachak, which is not a niyar mochel, or the vashtar be mokim aksav. You could hold it by a shtar peruah be mokim aksav. So memele. So why do you need a shiel of shtei oisiyos u beis achize and the loiven? Here you only need a mokim of shtei oisiyos alone because you have already a beis achize. So that's the Gemara's kasha. It's kasha. It's a kasha on Rav. The kasha is the way Rav translated shtei oisiyas, which means shtei oisiyas or beis achize. So here you don't need shtei oisiyas or beis achize because the mokim hamachak could be used for a beis achize. Kasha. Tana Rabban. Now we're coming into a new sugya. Hamoitzi kesher muhsin. Now, this kesher muhsin, we said, was a document with two oisiyas, which would certify that this person either is exempt from paying the taxes or he paid the taxes, and that's choshuv. Hamoitzi kesher muhsin. Ad sheloi her'o lemoichit. before this was shown to the moiches is the one who takes the tolls, so he got it from the Rosh Hashanah. So before this was shown to the moiches, chay, so he's chay, this is chashuv, this is worth money, this is like a ticket, a person checks the suit by a chasaneh, so the ticket is worth something. That's because that's how get back his coat, whatever he gave it. So here, this kasher muhsin is chashuv till he shows it to the moiches, because it'll save him an amount of money. Mishehero le moiches. What is the din after he showed it to the moiches? So mamela, now it's worthless already. That means we have to understand that in this kasher muhsin that it said he's exempt from taxes, that was written, the computer wrote down, which day and what date, it didn't pass him forever from taxes, that to go over the bridge on this and this day, he was exempt. I mean, it won't help a second time. So memeil, it's useless anymore. Mishaher ol moiches, after he passed by the moiches, potter, he's potter, that means, if he'll continue, after this was shown once to moiches, so this niyor has no value whatsoever. So the male of a person will carry it, he's potter. Rabbi Yehuda, af mishaher ol lemoiches chai. Even he passed by the moiches, and he was parted from paying the tolls, he's still chai. Mimnei shetzorichle. He still needs it. Like the Gemara, my binai, what's the machloikis? What's the svaros ha-machloikis? L'cheira the tanat kamiz d'kirecht, it's useless. What use does he have anymore from it? Omer Rabbaye ike binayu rehiti muhsin. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, misheher ol moiches, veroye shemochal loy roi shanor esameches. This moiches saw that the roi shanor was moichelim. Shuvay nitzorich loy. Now he doesn't need it anymore. He went through the tolls, he passed through, he didn't have to pay taxes. Veloy chazi lamidi. Now it's worthless. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it does have achshivis. Like the Gemara, my binai, kloima. But my binai can't take the my binai kipshute. But my pligi, what is the machloikis? Ulamai kama Rabbi Yehuda the tzoichle. What use can he derive from this kashin shal moichse? So the Gemara says, rehiti muhse. There were people sherotzin acher ha'oivrin, lahalil aleim shloinosnu hamechet. That means afterwards, after he's 3/4 mile after this place of the tollkeeper, so someone will start chasing him, and they'll tell Abilbo, we saw you pass by the meches, and you didn't pay. V'teireyach la'oivrim larzer le'moiches. So now the only way, what can you do? I will go back to the moiches, we'll ask him if I paid or not. So me'mele u'matzniya achoysum la'harois le'emu. So therefore, it has some value. If there will be someone, a rehiti muhsin, who wants to make a bilbul on him and say that he didn't pay the meches, so in order to avoid to go back to the meches, he carries this kasher muhsin with him to prove that he paid the meches. So memela, that's choshev. So still is achshibis. L'tanekame loy matzni loy lohochi. A person doesn't keep it for such a purpose. Who says it's a pasir and a bilbul? And if there will occur a bilbul, so they'll go back. So they'll go back to the moiches. So memele does not have a cheshivis in order to put away, to be matzni. So memele is, according to the Tanakama Yepota, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you are high. That's one mahalach to explain. That's how Abai explained the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Oma Moiches Godel or Moiches Kotten Iko Binai. What is this? Let's see Rashi. Moiches Kotten Pa'omim Shiyesh Moiches Godel. There is a Moiches Godel. He's the head. He's the one in charge of being goyve the meches. Sheteireyach loy lamid ala gesher kol hayoyim. It's a bother from him. His job is he stays on the bridge and he mons the tolls. No, it's hard to stay on the bridge. They didn't have comfortable booths in those days. Umemane moiches cotton. And so he's mamana amoiches cotton. So he gets someone else to stay on the bridge. And he has a butkele before the bridge. He's not standing on the bridge. It's snowing there. Why should he get all cold? He got someone else to stand there. Mamana amoiches cotton. V'zem etchila. Now, when he starts going on the bridge, eine mare hachoisim shel melech elo legodol. He goes over to this godol. In the house, in this butkle, shteitach nishafen brick, it's too big of a tirche, and he shows him his exemption. Ula Rabbi Yehuda Meile, so finished. So this Meiches Godel, he's the chief of the toll collectors, and he's in his comfortable room there, and he shows him his exempt. Ula Rabbi Yehuda Tzorich Loi. It's Rabbi Yehuda, don't throw away this exemption yet. Shrei ha-kotn yimne emnu milavo. Even though he got the okay from the godel, but there's a kotn in the middle of the bridge there, that eves nish kein chochmes, so memeile, he won't be able to call in to the meiches godel, so memeile, he's going to stop him from going further. So therefore, he shouldn't throw away this kesha muchs, and he has to show it to the kotn. Lab yudet tzorech loy shrei ha-kotn yimne emnu milavo. Ol netanikam ein tzorech loy. Shahagodol Moiseloi Simin Dvorim Vaimel the Cotton Beaver. He tells them what to say. He gives them a coded message, what to say to the cotton. So Mamele, he has nothing but to worry about. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Abshibatsachnish Gelungen. So weiter, he saves this Keshem Mursim in order to avoid trouble from the Meiches Cotton. That's the second Mahalach in Rabbi Yehuda. Ravashi Yoma. Chad moiches ike binayim ne shetzoich lo laharis lo moiches sheini da oma lo ichazi gavre de muches ano. Let us see Rashi. Le moiches sheini shal mava acha. That means you save this kesha moichsen. This letter of exemption for a different bridge. V'loi le poitroi min ha-meches. This is not the patron for meches. He's got this two on bridge number on one bridge. He's going down a different bridge. Elo laharis, but this letter of exemption, lay me boy if the melech was moichelim, or laharis shuhu nemon, v'choshu, v'einem avrich atzme min ameches, it's al kaponim, he gets prestige. By the second bridge he'll be go over, that way he can show that he has contacts with the Rosh Hanor, and Yenna gave an exemption, k'deish la yalev olav la'achel zman, so Mamela, he has a good reputation. He's a person who pays his taxes. He's an honest citizen. So Al Kaponim. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that this is sufficient to give it a cheshivas. And even though it served its purpose, it still has a purpose weiter for a different mavo, for a different bridge. Bekitza, we have here a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim, that a kesher shal moichsen, after it was used, is one still chayiv. The Tanakama holds the Baraisa that you're potter, and it doesn't have any value anymore, so you're potter. Rabbi Yehuda holds your chayiv. The Taisvis Rid, Rabbi Kevega, the Chayvetz Hashem want to emphasize this kasha on the Mishnah. He says, the Mishnah says, they licht a niyor chalok and they licht about kasha muchsen. Va'amoytzi kasha muchsen chayiv. So they say, it's a kasha. Madach a niyor chalok is chayiv. If he wrote a kasha muchsen about the gewiss is chayiv. So they all want to say that the Mishnah is going according to Rav Yehuda. Hamoitzi kesha muchsin is chayiv. The Tana did not differentiate if he had used it already, if he didn't use it, if it was used already. Hamoitzi kesha muchsin is chayiv, and that's why the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, because we have a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what they all want to say. That's pshat in the Mishnah, not like Tosfos. That since the Tana did not go into the shaila if it was used or not used, so we see he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And one is always chayim on the kesha muhsin because it always has a value. Tana rabot, ha-moitzi shtar choyt. If a person is carrying a shtar choyt, a shtar halvo, And we're speaking Poshet, we're speaking about a Malve. We're speaking about a Malve, that the Malve is a Shtar Chayiv, and the Shtar, it says, that the Shimon owes him $1,000. Achelai Poroi, so before the Shtar Chayiv was paid, it's a Meiridike Choshev, a piece of paper. Chayiv. So then, it's Chayiv al Tzaytso. This is a tremendous value. He can mum the Chayiv with it. Misha Poroi, what happens if the Shtar Chayiv is paid up already? Potter. So now it's worthless. It's useless. So Mamele, that's what the Tanakh holds. Rabbi Yehuda Ima Af Misha Poroi Chayiv. Mitnei She Tzorich Loi. He still can use it. Again, the kash is, what is the svar of Rabbi Yehuda? What's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda? Amar Rabbi Yosef, also lisha ishtar parua ike binayu. Is there an isser for a malve to keep in his possession a shtar parua? Now, a shtar parua is a dangerous weapon. That means the shtar is a document that's saying that Shimon owes him $1,000. Now, this is very dangerous. He can schlep Shimon to Bezdin. And there's no proof. Shimon won't have any proof to say that he paid. So Memele, is a Malve permitted to hold in his possession a Shtar Perua? So the Tanakam holds also Lisha Shtar Perua. So Memele, so it's worthless. Rabbi Yehuda Sava Muta Lisha Shtar Perua. Zakt Rashi. Mutter, also Lisha Shtar Perua. Mishum Shenemar, no, there's a Rashi before. Mishiporoi, Potter, Lakavi, Meforishlo. Yeah. My Benayu, Kloima, My Plutayu, Matam, Noisimu, Devrei. What's the Svora that it should be? Chayiv. Also Lisha Shtar Perua. Mishum Shenemar, Tashkem, Belecha, Avla. Person is not permitted to keep in his possession an avla. A shtar that was paid up is an avla. Even though he's holding it for a different purpose, he wants to use it as a bottle stopper, but al koponim, you're not allowed to hold it. Mishum isa. So, yeah. V'loi v'nami le mashile, shema yovi li de malva v'yasa v'yitvenu. It's too dangerous a document to keep around, so he gets rid of it, he tears it up. Muta, Rabbi Yehuda holds Muta. Ilkach, ki yitziyoi malve, if the malve will carry it, chayiv, tetzorich loy lichach al pitzluchis. It is something that he's permitted to keep in his house, and it's something permitted to keep in his house. So memele, it has a value, can use it for lichach al pitzluchis. So memele, so therefore he is chay. According to the Tanakama, you're not permitted to keep in your house, altashkem belecha able. So memele, it doesn't have achshivis. Agavuche the Yadovit brings, from a sefer, Megillah sefer, that he is medaikum agamor until santa zach, which is lechayre ashtikl mechudishtik. I mean, the lechayre afrume mensch, with the Shaila's over here, he wants to, this is a very good bottle stopper. He wants to use it for bottle stopper. He's not a ganef, he won't steal, he won't run from the loiv anymore, I mean, the old like I mentioned, but it's a shot, Stamase, this piece of paper, it's a shot, he has to get rid of it. So the Rabbonin said, Osa, you're not allowed to keep it. Good, that's the deal. He's not so frum. He's gonna keep it. He won't do any avedas with it. It's a shot. He needs a bottle stopper. There wasn't too many bottle stoppers. He needs a bottle stopper. He's going to keep it as bottle stopper. So why shouldn't it have a cheshivis by him? The Chachomim say, so you see, if Chazal said that it is not to be used, it should be torn up. So just like we hear, Atzei Asheire doesn't have a cheshivis. So here, Atishev is Be'etzim, is Isurianu. So if Chazal says this should not be kept in the house, this should not be used, so this Issa Chazal makes that it loses its cheshivis. And if he carried it out, even though he wants to use it, it's nothing. It's considered he carried out a double she'enoi choshev. Even though Lemaisa by him, it's very choshev. He's going to use it for a bottle stopper. He's a shaggit. But al koponim, Chazal said this is not usable. So memele, so it does not have a chshivus of itzo. That's what we see from the Tanakhana. Let us see the Gilyan Ashas. Koshali. So Rabbi Kivege asks, Hachozi lei limche kashta, v'yeh muter lahashoy, say lofa pitzli chusa, v'tzorchi. In fact, Rabbi Kivege, he doesn't understand why doesn't this paper have a chashivis. You're not allowed to keep a shta? So good. So he'll erase the shta. But the paper has the value, lots of pitzli chusa. So the mail at all time is not to keep the shtar. So there's an answer to that. You'll erase the shtar. So the Rebbe Kivege blibes by a tzorachim. The Rishash wants to say that you look by Sherusham. At the present time, this shtar, the way it is worthless. You're not allowed to keep it in your house. Al tashkin v'lecha avla. You'll do something with it. There's not a parsha. When you do something with it, then it'll become hevach shivis. But kozman, nothing was done with it, so now the din is, you're not allowed to keep it in your house on this matzah. So before anything was done with it, it doesn't have any cheshivis whatsoever. Abaya omar, dikuli alme osa lisha ishtar parua. Everyone holds. Afilu Rabbi Yehuda also holds. You're not allowed to keep a shtar parua. Aye, what is the machloikis? So here it says that we said over here, Rabbi Yehuda ma'af mishe poroi chaye, but here's a cheshivis of eitzo. What kind of cheshivis is there? What can he do with it? He's not allowed to keep it in his house. So the Gemara says, v'hoche b'moide b'shtar shekosvoi shetzorech l'kain moi kamitlu. We have a different machlokes. We're speaking about that the loiva said that I wrote the shtar, but I paid up already the chayv. You didn't give me back the shtar, I paid up the chayv. And the malva says, you did not pay up the chayv. So now the shaila is, the moide v'shtar shekosvay. If the loiva is moide that he had written the shtar, it's a genuine shtar, but the shtar is paid up. Shetzorich l'kaima kemiflegi. Do we need a kiyum? Yes or no? Tanikamis of a moide bishtar shekosvoi tzorich l'kaima. We need a kiyum of the loive. And without the kiyum of the loive, the shtar is worthless. Rabbi Yudis of a moide bishtar shekosvoi ain't tzorich l'kaima. As long as the loive said, I wrote the shtar, it's not mezuyah, then, so that's it. So we know it's not a mezuyah to gishtar, then the loiv is mechuyev to pay. Because the malva comes with a tiny shtolcha biyodi, my boy. Umay acheloi poroi umishe poroi acheyema loive porati veloi porati. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi has a, b'moide b'shtar shekosve. Haloi b'moide shekosve. The loiv says, I wrote the shtar, 100%. Tzorich lekaimoi. So the shtar is still worthless. The loiv has to be mekayim the shtar by saying v'loim aloi parati. He has to say, but I didn't pay up. V'chol kamed loyom ahochi, but calls man. He did not say I didn't pay up. Lav shtorehu. So it doesn't have a cheshivas of a shtar. He lav mashkech sadi lahakir achsime. If the malva will not be able to find different edim which will recognize the chsim. But if the malva cannot find Eidim, so Mamela in the loiva says, I paid up, it's a posel shtar. The man komash v'lei shtore, who's making the shtar for a shtar? Loiva. The oma kasafti. Loiva nami yoka oma parati. So the loiva who said, I wrote the shtar, the same loiva is saying, but this is a paid up shtar. Ha pesha osa hu ha pesha hita. So there is an amonis of Pesha also over here. If you, the whole shtar is niskayim al yedei aloive, the loive says that it's a peruadik shtar. Tanstu mit the loive, tanstu nish mit the loive. Without the loive, it's nothing. And with the loive says it's also nothing. Hilka, mishe poroi, that what it says, mishe poroi kloima. Mishe yayma parati, if the loive says, I paid up, Bishpar means he says I paid up potter. So then the shtar is worthless. The light tzorich le, you can't do anything with it. Rabbi Yehuda sover ain't tzorich le kaimer. Rabbi Yehuda, the minute the loiv says, I wrote the shtar, he doesn't have to say anymore, I didn't pay up. The kivin shemayde shekosvei the love of bayarei kilu kaimu chaisomo. The guy the boy calls man shemaytziyai. Ache yema parati veloi parati kloima ache lo yama parati chayev. So according to this pshat is as follows. That's what the Baraisa says. Hamaytzi shtar choy, if a person is maytzi shtar choy, ad sheloy poroy, if the loiv is moide, that he didn't pay up, so then it's a good shtar, he has a value, chayiv. Mishe poroy, if the loiv says, I paid up, potter. Even though the loiv says he paid up, but since the loiv was mekayim the shtar, so I say shtolche biyodi my boy, so the aloch is the malva can still be goyva with the shtar, so memele, so therefore the shtar is a cheshivis and you are chayiv.